Google is one internet giant that can have a big influence on the information Americans get in their democracy. Well, it's becoming increasingly clear that the company's domination of internet search is even influencing the opioid epidemic.
Google's internal statistics show that 61% of addicts or their parents are using the internet to find help for addiction treatment. And the vast majority of those people turn to Google. And that gives Google this tremendous power.
As part of our ongoing coverage of opioids in America, we turn to David Dayan, contributor at The Intercept. He's been writing about how Google may actually be making it harder for people in crisis to find the addiction treatment they need.
If you do any Google searches at all, you know that these days, some of the top searches at the top of the list when you type something in are ads. They have that little green box that say ad next to them. And that was true for rehab centers and facilities treating opioid addiction until about last month. There was an expose in a news outlet called The Verge about how the companies that were bidding high for these ads were somewhat shady. They were steering patients into treatment they didn't really need or wasn't right for them. And so Google made this snap decision. They said that they were canceling all ads for rehab facilities. And so everything that was left was this organic search. And the idea was, with the best of intentions, if there was shadiness going on with the ads, that, you know, they would just take those off and move to organic search. The problem is that even the organic search can be gamed by large conglomerates who use their clout and their buying power, really, to get into the top of these search requests and once again use call centers to steer patients towards facilities that they own that might not be right for them.
Google as a model is always vulnerable to scammers pushing their ads high. It could happen with bakeries. It could happen with people who sell tires. But this is a crisis, the opioid problem in America, and Google decided they didn't want to have business as usual here.
That's right. You know, any move that Google makes is going to preference one type of facility over the other. And the way it's done with the organic search is there are these large directories that have been around, in some cases, for many years, like rehabs.com. And in 2015, a conglomerate that owns a bunch of treatment centers bought rehabs.com, and they effectively bought a high search ranking in these Google searches, because if you type in rehabs near me, one of the top searches is going to be that rehabs.com, but all of the calls end up going to these call centers that are pushing you towards this specific conglomerate's facilities. It was described to me as like if Consumer Reports was owned by Toyota. So we had one of our sources call one of these numbers. He made up sort of a scenario, said he was looking for treatment in Wisconsin for his father, and he called a number that was attached to a listing of top 10 treatment centers in Wisconsin. And throughout this 20-minute call, which is on our website, it's at the story, the call center operator kept saying, no, you don't want to go to Wisconsin. You want this treatment center in Massachusetts that's really good.
There's one place I'm thinking of that would be absolutely perfect for him. The place that I'm thinking about, we would need to fly him to Massachusetts. Most of the time when you go to rehab like that, like going close to home is not the best idea, because it's more of a commitment. Like when you get on an airplane and you show up, you know, it's more of a commitment. It's more serious. You're going to spend more, you know, more of your energy into it if you do make a commitment.
Of course, that was one of the four treatment centers that this conglomerate actually owns. So, you know, you really get a sense of how these call centers are really steering patients away from even things that they were looking up to begin with.
What about legitimate treatment centers? Have they tried to buy ad space to push their ads higher, or does that just wind up in a Google arms race?
Right. I mean, now the situation is that there are no ads. So Google dropped all the ads. So all of these more legitimate or smaller treatment centers. It's not that the large conglomerates are necessarily illegitimate. It's that they might not be right for the particular patient. And, you know, the smaller competitors really have no ability to compete. They don't have the ability to buy ads. The search rankings are based on, you know, the Google secret sauce, the algorithm. And it seems like the larger players in this space have figured out a way to get on top of that. And then in the business listings, which you would think would be completely neutral, where it's just a map and you see the facilities near you, certain players have figured out how to target themselves to a street corner or a P.O. box, and suddenly they look local, but they're actually, you know, in Florida or in Massachusetts or wherever. And then there are scams where the business listing can have its number changed by people who are not affiliated with that business, rerouting those calls to these call centers.
It seems like you could come up with a list of any other major problem that people would be vulnerable to here if they were using Google as the lens to find help, some kind of psychiatric disorder, suicide hotline. I mean, you can dream up a lot of scenarios where this exact thing might be really dangerous.
Absolutely. And I think that's sort of the larger frame of this problem. Google is operating almost as a private government. You know, they have this tremendous power to sort of shape policy on how people can access treatment. And they shouldn't be put in that situation. I mean, they shouldn't have that kind of power. And, you know, there are certainly ways that they could offload that. The Substance Abuse and Mental Health Services Administration runs their own directory, which is very neutral information of what's in your area and a description of it and a place to get more details so you can do that work of figuring out what's right for you. That site does not come up at the top of these Google searches, and maybe it should.
Can Google choose to take that government list, that SAMHSA list of places in your area, and just stick it at the top of every search and make that be it?
That's certainly a possibility open to them. When we contacted Google, they did not, you know, really make any statement as to what they're going to do here, whether they'll bring back ads or whether they will do some modification to the search. But once again, I think the larger problem here is that people seem like they only have this one choice of Google when they're looking for treatment. And I think we need to figure out ways to improve that.
David Dayan, writing in The Intercept. Thank you.
Thank you.